On today's daf. Today's daf is Mem Beis. We're going to get right to today's daf. Hamafkin Mois. Okay, so Hamafkin Mois Eitzel Chavero. Somebody gives money to somebody to watch. Okay. Tzuraron, and he tied it. V'evshilin lacharov, and he put it to over his shoulder. So, and he's carrying it that, like that. Or Shamasum Livnoy Vitakan, or he handed over to his minor children, Vinol Bifnim Shlokaroy, and he locked the door, but he didn't close it properly. He didn't like really lock the door the way it should be. Okay. So in that case, Chayev, he's responsible for the theft there, even if he's a Shomer Chinam, doesn't matter. Because that's why Shalo Shimer Kider Shomer, because it's not called watching properly. Okay, there's a proper way to watch, and you didn't do protocol, acceptable protocol you did not do yet. Okay. But if you did the way, meaning it really depends on the locale, if you watch the way most people watch, then potter your potter. That's the Mishnah, again, top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So, Bishlam Akulush Loshim Kedera Shomrim, I understand. All the rest, they didn't watch the regular way, the way that I get what you know, giving to your kids that are minors, not closing the door properly, that's called not being Geder HaShomrim, Ela Tzaron V'Yavshil Nacharav, tying it up and putting it up on your shoulder. Why is that? Why am I have Lele Mevid? How do you want him to carry it? That's not a good way to carry. So Amarava, Amarav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says the name of Rav Yitzchak, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'tzarta kesef yodecha, that you should tie the money in your hand. What does that mean? Aval pishitz ruin, even if it's tied, yiyu biyadcha, holding it in your hand. So having it over your shoulder, that's like inviting a pickpocket to try and help themselves off, you know, what's behind you because you're not seeing. You have to keep money in your hand in front of you, even if it's tied up. Rav Yitzchak says, in general, good advice, business advice, always keep money, cash handy. Okay? Tie the money in your hand. What does that mean? A person should divide his money. This is business advice from Rav Yitzchak. What is that? Split your money into three groups. What is that? Shlish bekarka. A third should be in real estate. Shlish beprakmatia. A third in business, like in buying and selling, whatever, in profit making. Shlish tachas yado. And keep a third cash handy.
Which is the advice of the
Torah. One third real estate, that's the Torah. One third bonds, and one third stocks.
No. Well, cash. He's saying yeah. Third is bonds is called cash.
Yeah, bonds
is
cash, yeah.
Okay, what's he saying? Okay, but
that's just. The Torah advice is that, right?
This is what he's saying. Shlish, shlish, shlish. This is where it says it. This is where it comes from.
Okay.
V'am Rav Yitzchak, in a bracha mitzuya, another idea. Bracha is not found. Ela b'davar asamoy min ha'ayin. Things that are hidden from the eye. If it's visible, then it's hard to increase. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yisavi Hashem Yitcha as a bracha, God will command a blessing, ba'asamecha. Asamecha is like a play on words. On the one hand, it means the silo, but it means also bedavar asamoy minayin, because it sounds like the same word of hidden. Okay? You know, like if you count your money too carefully, then there's no room for Hashem to sneak in a dollar or two. That's basically what we're saying. Okay? Tanad ve'rishma, the school of Rishma, learns in a bracha mitzuya al b'davar she'ena ya'ayin shol letes bo. Things that the eyes don't rule over it. She'ne'emar, the Pasuk says, yitzav Hashem mitchaz ha'bracha basamecha. So things that are not measurable, that are not, you know, that are not counted. So that's the idea. Tanar Rabbanan, the rabbis learn, ha'olech lamud es garner. Somebody went to, is about to go measure his silo to see how much money he made. Okay, Omer, you should say a prayer before he does that measure. May it be Hashem, the will of your Hashem, before your Hashem, that you should send blessing in our actions and in what we do. Once you start measuring, blessed is he who sends blessing in this pile. And Madad, if he already measured, and then he says the bracha, it's a wasteful blessing because it is what it is. Once you count it, it is what it is. There's no room for money. You know, you put $20 in your wallet, there's no room for Hashem to sneak in anymore because you know how much there is. He's not going to do an open miracle for you. You understand? But when you don't know, there's room for Hashem to make increase, make a blessing.
So it's not good to count your money.
Not too much. Yeah, don't overdo it. That's for sure. Blessing is not found, not commonly found, in something that's weighed, measured, or counted. Things that are hidden from the eye, that's where the blessing will be found. Now, that's like a sort of a side point. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Ksafim, Ein lahem shmira el b'karka. The only safe place to store money. So if somebody gives you money to watch, the only place that's safe is in the ground. To bury it, because nobody will find it that way. Amar Rava, Omaydi Shmuel be'erev Shabbos. Even Shmuel will admit on erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos bein shmashas to lo atrechul rabbanon. That they don't, you know, it's kind of like before Shabbos. It's too much of a hassle to go ahead and start burying right before Shabbos. If he waited after Shabbos, the amount of time it would take for him to bury it, and he did not bury it, because he didn't watch it properly. However, if the person who he's watching it for is a rabbinical scholar, so then you could think maybe he needs his money. Why suffer to me boy lezuse left out? Maybe he needs some cash to get wine for Avdallah. Okay, so then that would be a valid excuse. Okay, so even though the best way to protect the money that you're watching is to bury it in the ground, but what happened was that people, a lot of crooks are like looking, and they heard that, you know, everyone's burying it. So they're checking by they have like these sticks and they stick it in the ground to see if it hits something, you know. So they're shushoy. So ein lan shmir ela b'shmei korah. So then the other option is you have to put it in the ceiling tiles, you know, put it on top. But in the shchichil frumay, and then there's people who found out that that's the latest hiding spot. So they're making holes in roofs, okay, to find the gold. And lem shmir ela beini orvi. So then the only option is to put it between the walls of the building, in the wall, basically. You're hiding it in the wall between. Because there's like usually most houses, there's an outer wall and an inner wall, and there's a gap in between, so you're putting it in between. So the Gemara says, well, that's the best spot. So Amar Rava, Moedei Shmuel, because so, even Shmuel would say that you could stick it into a wall that works.
Polish after the Holocaust, where they dug up everything.
Yeah, because they were looking everywhere, right? They knew that there was hiding money. And then, so now in the walls, it's also not good. Why? Because these are called tappers. What are they doing? They're tapping in the wall to see if they could hear it hollow or there's something there. They know to dig it. So, ein lam shmira le betepach.
They drop the landlords. That's what they do with their cash.
How did Jews in World War II were burying and hiding it in walls when they went to the concentration camps? And then Polish found out about it. They dug up everything.
They might have missed some. I mean, that's possible. They didn't find Ella b'tefach hasamuch lakarka. The only place that's safe is the tefach closest to the ground. Oh, b'tefach hasamuch shmekora, or the tefach right by the roof, because that's where you can tell by the tapping. The hollow sound is only in the middle of the wall, but if you put it all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom, so then that's not going to be noticeable, and they won't know to check there. We learned in a Mishnah, if you have a chametz that basically house fell on it, see, we're ready in Pesach mode, Baruch Hashem, that's considered destroyed. Basically, if it's under a pile of rubble, you don't kind of worry about it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Amar, Shimon Gamliel says, Kol she'ena kelev yachol l'chapes achrav. As long as the dog is not able to dig after it, then it's okay. V'tana kama chapishas achelev, chapishas achelev, how deep does a dog dig? That's the question. Gimel tvachim, it's three tvachim. So that's, it has to be more than three tvachim beneath the rubble in order to be gone, so to speak. So, achamai, what about here? Do you have to bury it more than three tvachim deep? That's the question. So, bimbi ina shlosha tvachim alo. So he told them, hasim mishum recha, since over there it's chametz. The dog has a very good sense of smell, and he smells the chametz. So therefore, bina gimel tvachim needs to be buried deep three tvachim, so the dog won't catch the smell, the whiff of it. Here, the whole point is that it should be hidden from the eye. So lo bina gimel tvachim, you don't need to be so deep. It can be less than three tvachim. You don't have to dig such a deep hole. Okay, v'kama, how deep is it? So Rafa Misichra, said, tefach, one tefach deep is enough. Okay, who gavra, there was a fellow, Davka Zuzika Bechaber, he gave money to somebody to watch, and as finu b'tzrif ador, and he hid it in a in those huts, the bird watchers' huts, you know, like they would hide themselves in like this reed hut, and there would be camouflage, basically it was like a camouflage little thing that they could catch, you know, for hunters, okay? So that's where they hid the money. Now, that's a good place to hide money. Nobody thinks to look over there for money. Meantime, Ignavit was stolen. So Amar of Yosef, Avagabdilin Ganbin Etirusayi, even though as far as theft, that's a pretty good way to watch it, but Linin Nurab Shiusi. But as far as fire is concerned, that's a very negligent thing because this is very highly flammable. It's all wood. It was negligent to put it there, and that's pshia. It ended up being an ones, so you're chayv. That's version A. If you get Amri, version B. Even though, as far as fire is concerned, pshiusai, that's a negligence. Leinin ganvi, as far as theft is concerned, yetirusi, that's good watching. Potter, and so this is version B. What is the bottom line? That is chayev. That's the bottom line. Okay, Ukavra, there was a fellow, the Afkid Zuzi Kabichavre. He gave money to his friend to watch. Amrele, Havli Zuzoy, okay, can I have my money back? You gave it to me. I mean, I gave it to you, now I want it back. Amrele, Leyadane, Echosvino, I don't remember where I put it. Asala Kamed Rava, the Kibmo for Rava, we actually had this idea before. Amrele, Kol Leyadane, Pshusi. That's called negligence. You mean you don't know where you put it. That's a negligent thing. So you're chayev. Zil shlem, you got to pay. Okay, new story. There's a fellow, Tav Kedzuz Gabichavre. He gave money to somebody to watch. Ashleminu le'ime. He gave it to his mom to watch. He said to his mother, can you watch this money? Pasvina bekartelisa. And she put it in the chest that she keeps the money.
Here.
By her. Not her chest, like a box. the money box. She put it in the money box. Ignav, and it got stolen. So Rava says, how should the judges judge this case? Name a little day what? We should tell him, Zilshlim, you have to pay. Because why did you give it to your mom? Amar, kol hamafkid, adas yishto bonobu mafkid. Any household member that's an adult is understood that that's called protecting his stuff. In other words, he doesn't have to give it to, and it's understood that that's not called a shomer shamas or the shomer that is chai. That's not, he didn't give it over to somebody outside the family. There's a family member. Namely, le'ime zilishlimi. You want the mother to go watch it, to go pay? Amra, she could say, lo amra li delavti deinino. He didn't tell me that this is not his money, Dr. Rina, that I should bury it. I thought it's my son's money, so it's fine. Why can't you tell him, hey, why didn't you tell your mom that this is somebody else's money? You're negligent for not telling her. Amar, so he said, what do you mean? Koshking, my mother? When I tell her it's my money, it's famous, Darbu. She doesn't want to lose my money, which I'm her son. She doesn't want me to lose my money. So I thought it would be better to let her think that it's mine. So what's the deal? So hear the question. Well, who's guilty over here? Elam Rava Mishtabi Ihu Dahanu Zuzi Ashlaminu Liyumilu. First of all, he has to swear that he gave that money to his mom.
But the mom is lying, and that she.
No, no, everyone, that he gave it to mama. That's first of all.
Who's denying it?
What?
Nobody's denying it.
No, but we need to verify the facts with an oath, okay? So first he swears that he gave it to the mother. That the money that she was given, she put in the box. The ignav in the box got stolen, the potter and the potter, because nobody was negligent here. And that's what happens. Okay, new story. There was a trustee, the asmi of the orphans. The zavlu turo the asmi, and he bought for the yisomim an ox. Good to get an ox. Okay.
A one?
Oh. An ox. Yeah, an ox for the orphans.
What for?
Well, he thought he would, they'd be useful for them to work the field and things.
Okay.
Umas for the bakra, and then he gave it to a cattleman to watch it. He doesn't know how to deal with that. So he gave it to the cattle guy. And lahavilei kachi v'shimi, and this ox was messed up, didn't have his teeth. He was on sale, okay, but he didn't realize what's the matter with it. He's missing his teeth, couldn't eat nothing. So he didn't have kachi v'shimi l'mecha, umis, and the animal died. So who's at fault over here? Namely, tell the apotropos, zil shlim, you should pay. What did I do wrong? I gave it to an expert, the cowboy, he knows how to raise cows. It's on him. Namely, zil shlim, you want him to pay? What did I do wrong? I put it with all the other cows. I threw food for like I do for all the cows. And I don't know that it's eating or not. So who's guilty over here? Who's at fault? That's the question. So the question is, Michti, wait a second. Bakra Shomer Sachar, they asked me how. Who? He is a Shomer Sachar, a hired watchman, because he gets paid for his job. And he's a hired watchman for the Yisomim. You should check into it. So the Gemara says, of course you should be responsible. You can't just say, well, I threw food and it's not my problem. So the Gemara answer is, if the Yisomim are actually losing, you'd be right. How can I be? We're talking about over here, the Lekab say the Yasmi. The orphans don't lose out. Why? We went to the seller of that ox. And they got paid back for that ox because he was the one who sold the bum ox that's missing his teeth, okay? And he didn't even tell anybody. Elman Katon, so who's claiming? Mari Detura Katon. He's the one who has a complaint now. What's his complaint? You should have let him know that his animal had no teeth. My Medina, what is our problem? Made the other, the Mekach Tosav, he knows that it's no good. Why didn't he realize that that his own animal didn't have teeth? So the Mer says, the Mekach Tosav, so the Mer answers, Bisafsir, the Zavim Elchav, has been Lacha. Basically, not really, because he's just he's a middleman. So the middleman doesn't, he's a shatchan. You know, what is a middleman? He buys from one guy to sell to the next guy and he takes a little commission from between the two. That's what he does. That's his job. But the point being is he doesn't know the goods. He was not, even though he was the seller, he didn't know whose it was. He has to swear that he didn't know. And the cattleman is somewhat guilty, but he is not fully guilty. So therefore he pays the value of meat when it's cheap, which as we said, it's like 2/3 of its retail cost. Okay, Hugaver, there was a fellow. That's the end of that story. Okay, now we got the last story. So Hugaver, there was a fellow. The Afkid Kishusol Kavichaver. He gave hops. You know what hops are? It's like
no.
When you make beer. There's a certain type of herb, whatever that they. It's not an herb really. It's like
a grain, right?
It's like a grain, kind of like a grain. It grows, and you put it into the beer, and that's what gives it its bite or whatever gives it its unique flavor for beer. It's called hops in English, H O P S. Okay, And so he gave this hops to his friend to watch. Okay, Havalele Didei Nami Karya Dishus. And he had his own pile of that.
Is valuable?
No, it's one of the ingredients in making beer. Okay,
that's well, that by itself is not valuable.
No, but it is it has a value to it. But he had his own pile, and this guy gave him a pile to watch.
He also feed it to animals too.
Okay.
Okay. Amar Leila Sarse, so he told his beer maker, Mehai Rami, take from this pile when you're making the beer. Take the hops from this pile, which is his own. Azol Rama Meidach, and he ended up throwing in from the other pile, the one that wasn't his. So Amram said, how should we judge this case?
He's negligent.
So that's the question. He took it from the wrong pile, but I told him to take from this pile, not from, and I didn't tell him to take from
that. It might be a mistake.
So name a little detail, still slim, you should pay. Amra, no, I'm really my Rami. Why am I gonna have to pay? I told him to take from this pile. I didn't do anything wrong. Namely the Sarsi, you want to tell the beer maker that he's guilty? Still slim, you have to pay? Amra Lai. Amra Li Mehai Rami Umahai Loi Rami. Loi to me. He didn't say give it from this and don't give it from the other pile. I thought he was just making it convenient. This is a good pile to take from. Okay, he didn't say take from here, not from there.
Can I just make up from my pile to
give it? Oh, that's the next question. So the question, first question is that one pile is closer, one pile is farther. If he took his time and he didn't put it in right away, so which is not the time to bring it from the close, doesn't that show that he's okay with him going to the farther one? Because he obviously walked to the farther pile to put it in. So the Gemara says, but the Lo Shah, no, it didn't, there was no extra time. So the Gemara's question is exactly a question. So my Pseidika, where's the loss? So this pile, okay, so you'll make it up. So Mali, these hops, those hops, who cares? So the Gemara says, my Pseidika, Avaka Mishtarshile. So basically, what's the difference? He used the hops of the Bikadon, and he'll give back his own hops. The problem is,
or unless there is a different quality.
Right? Who cares? Right? So Amar Rav Samar Breid Rava, the Hava Shikra Chala, the beer was spoiled. Why? Because the hops that they used was not good hops.
And lost complete.
So it was a loss. So if it doesn't matter, you're right. But it does matter because he took the wrong pile. So that's the question. Rav Hashi Amar Bikisi, it was the hops had was poor quality, had thorns mixed in, and it made a poor quality beer. Right. Om Shalom Lei the Bikisi, and therefore, what he's going to pay is only the value of the poor quality hops, not the full quality hops. Anyway, that's the story. And well, that's it. We'll stop over here.